Let's sing number 20 in our white book. Companionship with Jesus. Sing the last verse. We pray for those that have left us today and are going to be traveling home in the rain, and others that are on their way up. Praise God that God will bless them and protect them, and also that God will give us a good day at the camp in spite of the rain. He can change that too. He surprised us the other day. It was pouring in the morning and we went swimming in the afternoon. That was great. I was so happy it was raining last night. I thought, thank you, Lord. Let it rain at night, sunshine during the day. And I gave him my schedule, but I don't know that he's going to keep it. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this day. We sang this morning, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And help us to do that, Lord. Oh, surely you've got hold of us sufficiently that we can rise above the rain and the clouds and rejoice in the Lord today. And so we pray that you'll help us to honor you, Lord, with that attitude of faith and rejoicing. We pray that you'll cover with your blood those that travel, either going home or here coming to the camp. Bring them to their destination safely, we pray. And Lord, fill their cars with your glory. Let there be this fellowship that we're singing about, Lord. Let them experience that as they return home, and cause them to discover that Jesus has gone before them and open the way for them to walk with him more closely as they have sought him here and and received his ministry to them. And we pray, Lord, for those that are coming, that you'll fully prepare them to enter in right away, Lord. Bring them right into what you're doing, Jesus. And for those that stay a short time, we pray you'll do a quick work. And others that can stay longer, Lord, then we thank you for that and pray that day by day that they shall receive all that you have for them. Bless our campers today and all those that minister to them and care for them. We pray, Lord, that you'll give them a good day, a really wonderful day, Lord. Give us faith that on rainy days you come to them in an even greater way and make it very special for them in every way. We just commit this day to you. We commit this gathering to you. And we pray that Jesus will be glorified in all that is said and all that is done. Amen. Praise God. Okay, verse 4, please.
I know his shouts ring, the love of God is on his strength. And the stars in his image shall come and free from death. My peaceful spirit ever sings, our trust. Thank you.
good questions.
Have you ever had a trial that he was not there? Or a burden that he couldn't bear? Anyone here ever have a burden that Jesus couldn't bear? A heartache, or a groan, or a teardrop that he wasn't aware of? Never thought of the song quite like that and approaching it like that. There's a wonderful verse that tells us, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Praise God. Therefore, it says, "We have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens." In the NIV it says, "We do not have an high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin." Praise God. "Let us therefore come boldly onto the throne of grace." The implication here is that because he is so intimately interested in everything that concerns us, and because he has gone through it himself and understands perfectly what we're going through, we can go boldly to him. We can go to him with confidence, knowing that he understands, knowing that he welcomes us to bring our burdens to him and all of our cares and all of our concerns. If it concerns you, it concerns Jesus, no matter how big or how small it is. And so come with confidence. Bring your cares to him. Sometimes it feels like he doesn't know, and sometimes it feels like he doesn't care, but the Bible makes it very clear to us. We have a high priest that is touched. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He enters into our sorrow. He knows exactly what you're going through. I wonder sometimes, when Jesus traveled here on earth and came upon needy people, there are a couple times in the Bible it says that he was moved with compassion toward them. And when we speak of compassion, we say that's more than just feeling sorry for somebody, but that you really enter into their suffering somehow. And when Jesus saw that blind man, I wonder if it was so real to him. It was almost as though Jesus himself was blind. He knew what that man was going through, what it felt like to be bound that way and afflicted like that, or some person that was lame and maybe from birth. You know, Jesus was able to feel that and understand perfectly what that man was going through. Now, I can't do that unless the Lord at times may fill you with that compassion. I can sympathize with people, and sometimes we can even feel with them. But Jesus, he entered into their suffering perfectly. And I can't explain what was going on in his heart because I don't understand it. But it says here, he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows, he enters into our weakness. And so you can try to talk to others about your need and they try to understand, but you always leave with a little sense they don't exactly get it. But you never have to leave after pouring out your heart to Jesus with that doubt. We know that he understands and he knows. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he wants us to know that, so that we will come to him with everything. Every need, the smallest concern, and the larger things that we have to deal with. Praise God. Thank God for a Savior like that. Hallelujah. And so the answer to all my questions, I think, is no. Has there been a trial that he isn't there? No. Never. A burden that he couldn't bear? No, never. And it'll always be that way. Praise God. No matter what comes your way. And I don't know what's coming your way or my way, Life throws us a lot of curveballs, it seems. But whatever comes my way, I can face that already knowing that He has been through it. He knows, and He will bear me up and sustain me and bring me through, because He's a great high priest, and I can trust Him fully. Praise God. Let's sing number 23 yet. Praise God. Hallelujah, what a Savior, our great Savior. To the Lord right now. Now is as good a time as any. We don't have to carry them a minute longer. And if there's something on your heart, some need, some hurt, some just some trial maybe you're going through, or someone you love is going through and it weighs upon you, let's bring it right to Jesus if we haven't already. And let's cast that burden upon Him. Casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Praise God. Will someone lead out in prayer for all of us? We all have our needs that we need to lay at His feet. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank You that You walk with us and You talk with us and You know all about us. Yes, we thank You, Lord, that You care about our burdens and our questions and our discouragements and anything that concerns us. And we pray You, O God, for everyone in this service today, young and old, who may have a need, who may need a touch from You, Lord, who may need that word of encouragement or an answer to a specific prayer or question. And Lord, we pray by Your Holy Spirit that You will come and meet these needs, meet these questions, O God.
Amen.
Meet these discouragements, whatever it is, Lord, we pray that You would come. You care for us, and You tell us that we're Your own, and we rely on this, Lord. We rely on Your unchanging love and faithfulness to us. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 5. Thank you.
Jesus,
Hallelujah.
knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? No, not one. No, not one. Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just before meeting, Brother Paul was playing. I guess that was part of meeting. But he was playing about peace. And I thought of this song. I'll just say the first verse. Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know. Spirit breathing from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this transport all divine in a love which cannot cease. I am his and he is mine. And because of that thought, or the thought of that song and of the peace that Jesus gives, I am his and he is mine has been in my heart. And I noticed in so many of our songs we sang, like moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Or several of the songs that we sang, we had that expression that we are his. And also that he is ours. We are his and he is ours. And that's such a precious thing to dwell upon. I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me. And that is real to me because the Holy Spirit has made it so. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus' blood was shed for me. All my guilt is gone. My sins are forgiven. He has made me. He has purchased me. I am his. And he has given himself to me so that he is mine. Though all unworthy, we used to sing in choir, I know he is mine. And then it said, though it is wonderful, yet it is true that he is mine. And then just this little memory came to me that my father, who was my pastor also, for
the greater part of my life, sometimes would pose this question to us. You know how the Bible says both of those things. For instance, in the Song of Solomon, it says, "My beloved is mine and I am his." He would, after we'd come across something like that in a song or reading it in the Word of God, he would say, now which of those two things, remember this, which of those two things is greater to you? Which is more wonderful? Which of those two is the greater truth? That I am his or that he is mine? And so I guess that was meant to set us thinking. And we never really got an answer from him, nor did anyone give a satisfactory answer to that. I think he just wanted us to dwell on it. I think that's why he put the question out there. Which of those two things is greater? I guess you could go back and try to think about what came first, and maybe one flows from the other, or something like that. And then you could have an idea about which is greater. But he never answered that question for us, and it often comes back to me, and I often just think about how, as it says, wonderful it all is. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died, nearer, draw me nearer to thy precious bleeding side. I thank you for who you are, for what you mean to me, for what you are becoming to me, for all you have done for me. I thank you, Lord. And as Brother Paul prayed, I rest in your love and in your faithfulness. I praise you that you are mine and that I am yours.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding not the greatness of thy loving hearts.
That's too good of a song for half the people not to know the words, right?
Jesus, I am resting. It's in our white book. Thank you, Brother Paul. Number 8. Perhaps you'd like to stand while we sing it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Jesus, I am resting.